My relationship with my dad is anything but ordinary. He wasn't around for much of my life. 15 years, 11 months, and 8 days to be exact. I used to blame myself, thinking he didn't want anything to do with me because I was defective. Like so many things, I was wrong. I didn't know the full story. As it turned out, Mom kept him away without me knowing. She worried that he'd be a bad influence. I've forgiven her, but still, it ticks me off whenever I think about it. I met him for the first time just 3 weeks ago under rather extreme circumstances, and in that short time, I've gotten to know him a bit. But I need to know more. Mom isn't home. She's working at her law firm, which is how I planned it, because she'd only complicate things. I need to speak to him alone. Acid churns in my stomach and my body feels heavy. We haven't had a ton of experience speaking like this, alone and about something that matters. I trudge up the stairs and find him sitting on my bed with glassy eyes. His strong arms tense as he stares at a photo of Mom and me on the day I was born. He has clear blue eyes, short blonde hair, and a 2-inch scar that runs down the right side of his face. He moved in with us shortly after we first met. When I see him and Mom together, their love for each other is so obvious that it's hard for me to imagine how difficult it was for them to be separated for all those years, all because of a lie told to keep me safe. But that's a different story. I linger in the doorway, watching him study the picture for a few seconds, and then clear my throat. He turns, lifts the photo, and frowns.
"I'm sorry I wasn't at the hospital when you were born."
"That wasn't your fault. That was Granddad's doing." I sit on the bed next to him. "I have a question for you, and I need to know the truth. No dodging or avoiding the answer. Can you do that for me?" He must see how serious I've become, because his face turns stoic. He lowers the photo and nods. "I need you to tell me about your gang days, about how you and Mom fell in love, and about how you got that scar." My dad's eyes sink into his sockets and his lips turn into a thin, grim line. I know this is hard for him, to tell me about who he used to be. We aren't always the person we want to be, especially my dad, who's still haunted by some of the things he's done. I know he's a better person now than he was back then, but I need to know about the old him, the one who wasn't so good. It's necessary. The information could save my life. I touch his arm. You know I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important.
I know, Juliet. It's just, well, that was a different time in my life, and I'm not exactly proud.
He pauses. I try my best to encourage him by locking my eyes on his. I don't want to make him tell me, but if it comes down to it, I'm afraid I won't have any other choice. As a chosen, I have abilities normal people don't. I could force the information from him, but that would hurt him, which is the last thing I want. He cracks under my gaze and looks away.
Okay, but I'm not sure where to start. Your mom and I have a long history.